What about the issue of how long to use the aromatase inhibitors in the adjuvant setting? We had used tamoxifen for 5 years, and that's kind of where we started out with the AIs, but now there's studies, including one of the NSABP, looking at maybe longer therapy beyond maybe even 10 years. How do you approach that decision in patients who are coming up to the 5-year point if they're not eligible for a study like that?
I think that's an evolving area, and it's a very important area. I've looked at the data by looking at, first of all, the risk of the patient and what the residual risk is in that patient after 5 years. And then I also balance that with what the toxicity that that particular patient is experiencing, if any. So I've been impressed that, first of all, we have data now that's growing from multiple data sets that suggests that ER-positive tumors have a hazard event of developing recurrence, which persists for many years after their diagnosis, which is a little bit sobering because we used to believe that the 5-year mark or the 10-year mark was the end of it and that all of their risk was over by that point. I'm convinced, at least by the data, particularly from the CLGB group, who has looked at this in great detail, that the hazard event actually stays pretty stable in ER-positive patients. It's lower, of course, than in ER-negative patients in the first few years, but then it actually may even be a little bit higher after year 5. And so there continues to be risk for patients. From a practical perspective, the way I use that data is for most patients who are node negative, unless they had other very poor risk features, after 5 years of hormonal therapy, I typically stop the AI. Most patients who are hormone positive now are more and more looking at extended usage of the AI based on the data from the MA17 trial. So I'm looking at that. And then, of course, it depends on how well the patient is tolerating the drug. And if they tell me they're having no side effects whatsoever, I'm very comfortable with continuing it, assuming they can afford it. And if they're having a substantial amount of toxicity, well, that potential small relapse risk has to be compared to the actual events that are happening to the patient that day. And if they're having trouble, I might stop it. So it's very much the art of medicine and how you deal with every individual patient. But more and more, based on the data, I will continue an AI if the patient is tolerating.